ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। सह निरीक्ष्य अंबरे देवं हंसवाहं उपस्थितं ननाम शिरसा भूमौ तद्दर्शना महाउत्सवः। स निरीक्षाम्बरे देवं हंसवाहम् उपस्थितम् ननाम शिरसा भूमौ तद्दर्शनमहोत्सवः। स निरीक्षाम्बरे देवं हंसवाहम् उपस्थितम् ननाम शिरसा भूमौ तद्दर्शनमहोत्सवः। स निरीक्षाम्बरे देवं हंसवाहम् उपस्थितम् ननाम शिरसा भूमौ तद्दर्शनमहोत्सवः। बोलो। सह ही हिरण्यकशिपु निरीक्ष्य सीइंग अंबरे इन द स्काय देवम द सुप्रीम डेमिगॉड हंसवाहम हु राइड्स ए स्वैन एरोप्लेन उपस्थितम सिचुएटेड बिफोर हिम ननामा offered obeisances, Shirasa with his head, Bhumau on the ground, Taddarshana by seeing Lord Brahma, Mahautsavaha very much pleased. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Seeing Lord Brahma present before him in the sky, carried by his swan airplane, Hiranyakashipu was extremely pleased. He immediately fell flat with his head on the ground and began to express his obligation to the Lord. Purport. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yepi Anya Devata Bhakta, Yajante Shraddhayanvita, Tepi Mameva Kaunteya, Yajanti Avidhi Purvakam. Aham hi Sarva Yajnanam, Bhoktacha Prabhu Revacha, Natumam Abhijananti, Tatvinatash Chavantite. Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. I am the only enjoyer and the only object of sacrifice. Those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down. In effect, Krishna says, persons engaged in the worship of demigods are not very intelligent, although such worship is indirectly offered to me. For example, when a man pours water on the leaves and branches of a tree without pouring water on the root, he does so without sufficient knowledge or without observing regulative principles. The process of watering a tree is to pour water on the root. Similarly, the process of rendering service to different parts of the body is to supply food to the stomach. The demigods are, so to speak, different officers and directors in the government of the Supreme Lord. One has to follow the laws made by the government, not by the officers or directors. Similarly, everyone is to offer his worship to the Supreme Lord only. That will automatically satisfy the different officers and directors of the Lord. The officers and directors are engaged in as representative of the government, and to offer some bribe to the officers and directors is illegal. This is stated in Bhagavad Gita as Avidhi Purvakam. In other words, Krishna does not approve the unnecessary worship of the demigods. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that there are many types of yajna performances recommended in the Vedic literature, but actually all of them are meant for satisfying the Supreme Lord. Yajna means Vishnu. In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that one should work only for satisfying yajna or Vishnu. The professional form of human civilization, known as Varnashram Dharma, is specifically meant for satisfying Vishnu. Therefore, Krishna says, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices because I am the Supreme Master. However, less intelligent persons, without knowing this fact, worship demigods for temporary benefit. Therefore, they fall down to material existence and do not achieve the desired goal of life. If, however, anyone has any material desire to be fulfilled, he had better pray for it to the Supreme Lord, although that is not pure devotion, and he will thus achieve the desired result. Although Hiranyakashipu offered his obeisances not to Lord Brahma, he was strongly inimical towards Lord Vishnu. This is a symptom of an asura. Asuras worship the demigods as being separate from the Lord and not knowing that all demigods are powerful because of being servants of the Lord. If the Supreme Lord were to withdraw the powers of the demigods would no longer be able to offer benedictions to their worshippers. The difference between a demigod and a non-devotee or asura is that devotee knows that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everyone derives power from him. Without worshipping the demigods for particular powers, a devotee worships Lord Vishnu, knowing that if he desires a particular power, he can get that power while acting as Lord Vishnu's devotee. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is recommended, Akama sarvakamo va mokshakama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of material desires, free from material desires, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. Even if a person has material desires, instead of worshipping the demigods, he should pray to the Supreme Lord so that his connection with the Supreme Lord will be established and he will be saved from becoming a demon or a non-devotee. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya gives the following quotation from Brahma Tarka. Eka staneka karyatvad Vishnu pradanya sastata jivasya tad adinanantvan na bhinnatvan adikritam vachaha. Since Vishnu is the Supreme, by worshipping Vishnu, one can fulfill all one's desires. There is no need to divert one's attention to any demigod. Om ajnana timirindasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here we see Hiranyakashipu after doing a very prolonged austerities and penances. He got the ability to have darshan of Lord Brahma. So, then as soon as he saw, he had to offer obeisances. He offered obeisances. So it is very important to offer obeisances to the Lord and the demigods, you know, the worshipable people. And even the demons were following this etiquette, you know, previously. So, then here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing that how the importance of worshipping only Krishna and, you know, not worshipping any demigods. Actually, this demigod worship a little bit started in Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and it is became very prominent in Kali Yuga. During the times of Maharaj Ayati and other kings, it is prohibited to worship any demigod. Like, he used to give marana dand if somebody worships demigod or something. He is very strict, only worship Krishna. Like that. So Krishna himself prohibited the worship of demigods in Bhagavad Gita. Like Prabhupada quoted that verse, Yepi Anya Devata Bhakta, Yajante Shraddhayanvita, Tepi Mameva Konteya, Yajanti Avidhi Purvakam. Kamaisthaiste Hrutajnana, Prapadyante Anya Devata, Tamtam Nimavastaya, Prakritya Neyata Svaya. You know, Krishna is saying that those whose intelligence is stolen away by Kama, Kamaisthaiste Hrutajnana. Hruta means being stolen. Jnana means knowledge. So, because once intelligence, knowledge is stolen by this kama, lust for sense enjoyment. Kama is srita jnana. Prapadyante anya devata. You know, they worship, they surrender to the demigods. Right? Antavantu phalam te sham, tad bhavati alpameda sham. You know, Krishna is saying, in 7th chapter, Antavantu Phalam Tesham. If you worship demigods, what result you get is which will be perished. Which will be perished. Antavantu Phalam Tesham. Tad Bhavati Alpa Medasham. Medha means intelligence. Alpa means very little. So those who are less intelligent people, they worship demigods, you know, because and through them they get only results which are perishable. Which are perishable. So the question rises, why people worship demigods? Right? In 10th Canto Bhagavatam, 88th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj raised this question. We see that Lord Shiva is a very renounced personality, even though he is the husband of Durga, material energy. He lives in Kabrastan, you know, Shamshan Ghat, under a tree. He doesn't even wear proper clothes. He applies ash on his body. And, but his worshippers, they live in big, big palaces. They're very rich. They're very rich. Right? And Lord Krishna, he is the husband of goddess of fortune. And he lives very, very opulently. Right? In Dwarka, if you see, he has got 16,108 wives. And he has got 16,108 palaces. And all the palaces, they were all the pillars and all, they are studded with diamonds and jewels and all. You know? Then, but his devotees are always poverty stricken. Right? So why it is like that? You know, Parikshit Maharaj, because Parikshit Maharaj says that, you said in the previous verse that the most welfare activity for any living entity is to worship Lord Hari. But we see that in the material world, those worshippers of Shiva, who is very renunciant, they got very big opulence. But Krishna, he lives very opulently, but his devotees are very poverty stricken. Why like that? So, it's a very pertinent question, and especially in India, they are very afraid to worship Krishna. Like Giriraj Maharaj wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada saying that Prabhupada, here in South India, he was preaching in South India, they are very afraid to worship Krishna because they are afraid that if they worship Krishna, Krishna will take them everything away from them. You know? So what to do? Like that. Recently in Kerala, I was giving one lecture. So I in the beginning I made this statement that if Krishna likes you, he will give you very nice, you know, SUV car, very beautiful wife, nice children, very nice house on the bank of, you know, Juhu ocean, right? And if Krishna loves you, he will take away everything. Right? So I asked, how many of you want that Krishna should like you? And how many of you want Krishna should love you? So 99% people, they raise their hands, Krishna should like them. You know? 3-4% they said, Krishna should love us. I explained, what is the benefit of worshipping Krishna and how if you worship Krishna, Krishna will give himself. Then there is no dearth of anything for a devotee. So, we should want that, you know, Krishna should love us. So now, I ask this question. How many of you want that Krishna should like you and how many of you want Krishna should love you? After all the lecture is over, again after four or five persons, they raise their hands. I asked one Mataji, what is the problem? He said, no, how can we live, without car and nice house and children and all? It's very unthinkable to, imagine all those things like that. This is the problem, So that is why in South India, they say that, you should not keep Mahabharat in your house, right? They have, if you try to sell Bhagavad Gita, this picture, we can't keep, this Krishna and, Parthasarathi picture, Krishna riding his chariot and all that. They are very afraid, But, in Bhagavad Gita, he says that, Yatra Yogeshwar Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir, Dhruvanitir Matir Mama, Shanjaya, that is the last verse of the verse. Wherever Krishna is there, wherever Arjuna is there, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Tatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shrir, there will be opulence, Vijaya, victory, and morality. This is my opinion. Right? So I tell, see, we have so many copies of Bhagavad Gita in our godown. Our temple is not poor. they are very afraid to keep Bhagavad Gita. They think that Krishna will take away. Like that. So, Sukadeva Goswami replied to Parikshit Maharaj, Maharaj, this is a very nice question. Very nice question. Then he explained how Lord Shiva, he was actually always surrounded by three modes of nature, because three modes of nature have requested him to give shelter. Because he is surrounded by three modes of nature, and this material ego, in mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, they come from him. So, and all these 16, so in a way, Lord Shiva is a little bit influenced by modes of nature, because he is always surrounded by it like that. And these 16 elements, you know, Pancha Mahabhutas, Pancha Jnanendriyas, and Pancha Karmendriyas, and mind. These are, you know, 16 elements. They are also under the control of Lord Shiva. So whenever somebody worships Lord Shiva, he can only give, that comes under the purview of these 16 elements, which pertains to body and the mind. That is why those who worship Lord Shiva, you know, those who worship Lord Shiva, they can only get material pleasures which are perishable. But Lord Krishna, being transcendental to all the three modes of nature, you know, he has no influence of these three modes of nature or these 16 material elements. And what, you know, everything is under his control, and all the transcendental happiness is under his control. So when somebody worships Krishna, they will get only transcendental bliss, because he won't give any, he doesn't like to give any material pleasures, even though he is capable. Right? Then Sukadeva Goswami, he continued that Yudhishthira Maharaj, your grandfather also, he posed the same question to Lord Krishna. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj, once he was speaking to Markandeya Rishi, and he said that, is there anyone who suffered more than me in this world? Every, you know, right from the childhood, he got only suffering. And after so many years of struggle and all, he got the kingdom. And then he was a little bit, you know, enjoying. Then he got the news that, you know, Krishna left this world. Then immediately he decided to leave the kingdom and give it to Parikshit Maharaj, and they went on Swargarohana. Yeah, so Yudhishthira Maharaj was asking, is there anyone who suffered more than me? If you give so much trouble to your devotees, how will anybody worship you? People, you know, will hesitate to worship Krishna. Are, dekho, Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, he was such a great devotee of the Lord, and he suffered so much. If you worship Krishna, what is the use? If you are suffering so much, you know, like that. So even Brahmaji also, when Lord, you know, arrested Bali Maharaj, he said, why are you punishing your devotee like that? You know, if seeing this, nobody will worship you. You know, like that. So in general, people are very afraid to worship Krishna. But Krishna, what is he saying? Anybody remembers this verse? What did Krishna reply to Yudhishthira Maharaj? Very famous verse. Srila Prabhupada, when he was losing all the kingdom, all his business and all, he was very much disturbed. Then he was trying and trying, because he was a very successful businessman, Srila Prabhupada. You know, Srila Prabhupada was so intelligent that Bose company, they have given full, they wanted to give monopoly, full distribution rights to Srila Prabhupada at the time. Prabhupada said, actually I played very truant, you know, I quoted very big price. I was very proud, you know, I was very proud that, you know, there is nobody more intelligent than me. Prabhupada later on said, this is the trick of the super soul in my heart. He made me proud and quote the big price. If I had taken that the distribution rights, I would have become rich like Tata and Birla at that time. He said like that. Anyway, he was very successful businessman. And suddenly, he started losing all his business and all. And then he went to Kanpur, he went to Jhansi, here and there. And then he tried to, you know, revive his business. Because he thought that, you know, I will earn some money and use this money to publish books and establish temples like that. He was thinking like that. So, but everywhere he was unsuccessful. You know, at one point of time, Srila Prabhupada wrote to his wife saying that, you know, she wrote saying that, you know, please send back the servant Gauranga. You know, because here there is no one to cook. We are having difficulty. So Srila Prabhupada wrote back saying that I am all alone here. Then my business is not doing well. I need the servant. Like that, you know. It was such a sad situation. Condition became very bad. So Srila Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, they are very great friends. When Prabhupada was living in Calcutta, the first floor he gave to Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj. And he is running Gaudi Mutt from the first floor of his house. And they are very great friends and intimate friends. And they would discuss all the time, you know, the Krishna conscious philosophy. You know, like that. Once Achyutananda Prabhu, he was accompanying Srila Prabhupada. Both of them went to meet Srila Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj in Navadvip. And Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj, they were locked up and they were discussing for almost 10 hours. You know, for 10 hours or something like that. So Achyutananda Prabhu was surprised. Prabhupada, what are you discussing? Srila Prabhupada replied, if I tell you, you will faint. You know. So that was, so Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj told him, they were discussing, you know, I am trying to revive my business and earn some money, but you know, I am becoming more and more penniless. You know, when Prabhupada left his house, he was wearing a torn dhoti and he had only 10 rupees in his pocket. You know, that was the situation. Some devotees who visited Chippewada temple, now, you know, Delhi temple, ISKCON Delhi, they have somehow purchased that place where Prabhupada lived and translated Bhagavatam in Delhi. Right? So some of the people who are still there. So Prabhupada's condition was like that he would ask, Bahurani, aaj kaunsa sabji banaya aap? That means, you know, he had roti but he didn't have sabji. You know, indirectly he was asking, give me some sabji. Like that. So such was the condition. So Srila Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj replied, seeing your situation, I remember one verse from 10th Canto Bhagavatam. You know? So he quoted this verse. Yasyaham anugrahnami harishyeta dhanam shanai tato dhanam tyajantyasya svajana dukkha dukkitam. He quoted this verse. So Lord Krishna told to Yudhishthira Maharaj that, my dear Yudhishthira, if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relatives and friends of such poverty-stricken man abandon him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another. So here Krishna is saying, if I favor somebody, I will make him poverty-stricken. Then all the relatives and friends, they will desert him. Then he will meet distress after distress. Right? That is very cruel. You know, everybody is saying, what is this, you know? So much cruelty. Then why should I worship Krishna? Right? So this we have seen in Prabhupada's, you know, life. Like that. So Srila Vishwanatha Thakur writes very elaborate purport. That he writes that Srila Lord Krishna, he actually, when he favors his devotees, you know, and when somebody worships him very faithfully, you know, Lord Krishna, what he does, you know, he takes away, you know, all the karmas, both good karma and bad karma. Right? Like one devotee was saying in one class that, you know, if you take bath regularly in Ganga, you know, You will become free from all sins. Then if you take bath in Yamuna, Yamuna will take away both sins and pious credits. So better to worship, better to take bath in Yamuna. So later on one Mataji came and told him that, no Prabhu, it is better to take bath in Ganga only. I don't want to take bath in Yamuna. You know, if the pious credits also are taken away, how will we live? Huh? But when pious credits are taken away and sinful reactions also are taken away, then Krishna will give himself. That they don't understand. You know? So, when we worship Krishna, all the sinful, karma, all the karmas, papa, bija, and everything will be washed away. So, Vishnachara Thakur makes this point that, so whatever a devotee enjoys or suffers, he is directly by the influence of Lord Krishna. There is no, Maya Devi, Durga Devi has no jurisdiction over the devotee's life. Over a devotee life. So whatever happiness and whatever distress we get, it is all because of, by the direction of Lord Krishna directly. You know. So even Yamaraj also, he instructed his assistants that all those who are not chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all those who are not hearing the glories of Krishna, all those who are not wearing kanti mala, those who are not putting urdhva pundra, urdhva, tilak, such people only you take. Once one assistant of Srila Prabhupada, Upendra I think, he went down, Prabhupada told him to bring something from the market, and then in San Francisco, and then he went down to bring something, and then Prabhupada was watching from the window. So at that time, Upendra, he was not wearing kantimala and tilak. Kantimala and tilak. And then Prabhupada, as soon as he came back, Prabhupada chastised him. He said, what have you done? Why did you go out without wearing kantimala and tilak? Suppose if you die on the way, what will you do? He said, not even a moment, you should be without tilak and kantimala. You know why? Because, that is how devotees, Yamadutas recognize devotees, If you are, usually I see devotees, when they go for bath in the night time, they don't put tilak. So jayenge na, chala jayega. Arre, neend mein mar jayega to kya karega? Right? So that is why in the night also, if you go for bath, you should put tilak. We should never, without tilak or kantimala. Kantimala break ho gaya, I will wait for, till gift shop is open or something like, So you should not be without kantimala, you should not be without tilak any time. So Yamaraj instructed that don't, bring all the, only those people who are not chanting Hare Krishna and all. So Vishnachara Thakur brings up this point that what is the difference between getting enjoyment because of one's karma and getting enjoyment in distress because of Krishna's direction? So Vishnachara Thakur replies that actually when we suffer and enjoy because of our karma, that papa bija, that bija, kama bija is left in our heart, which will further perform activities and which will take us to hellish planets or degradation. But when we enjoy and suffer because of Krishna's influence, by Krishna's order, then there is no kama bija left in our heart, and then you are not affected. There is no after effects of enjoying and suffering for devotees of Krishna. For devotees of Krishna. Otherwise, he says, all those worshippers of demigods and all, very inauspicious. Then Vishnachara Thakur raises this point. Is it not possible for Krishna to purify somebody without giving distress? Why he wants to give distress to purify? So Vishnachara Thakur says, even though he is unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot purify without giving distress. And also he says that unless devotees are in distress, why Krishna will come in this material world? Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So Krishna comes in this material world in order to relieve the distress of his devotees, more than killing the demons. You know, very beautiful purport. You can read 10th Kanda Bhagavatam, 88th chapter. Then Krishna says that when he becomes frustrated in his attempts to make money and instead befriends my devotees, I bestow my special mercy upon him. When all the karmis and all, one person, it is said that, you know, who is a mitra, who is a bandhu, you know, relative. It is said, Chanakya Pandit says, that a wife's loyalty is tested when a husband loses wealth. When husband loses wealth, wife also leaves him. If wife doesn't leave and sticks around with the husband, that means she is very chaste and loyal. Otherwise, women, they leave their husbands if they lose their wealth. Like that. So one person, he was saying that after losing my factory, he lost his factory, you know, all his wealth and all. So he was sitting in front of his factory and asking people for some help, all his old acquaintances whom he helped and all. Then he said, he wrote one poem saying that, you know, after losing my factory, I developed mystic powers. You know, where I can see people, but people cannot see me. You know, I become adrushya for them. You know, like that. So people will not die, you know, if you lose your wealth, they don't even like to, you know, if you call him, said, hello, hello. Then he says, I am so and so speaking. No, network kharab hai, network kharab hai. Baad mein phone kar. So they switch off. Right? So, for such people, they will go to only Krishna's devotees. Because Krishna's devotees are very merciful. Then Krishna's devotees will. So such person will, you know, being rejected by all karmis, you know, selfish people. Then they will get the association of devotees. For such people, I will give them my mercy. So Vishnu Thakur writes that when Krishna is saying that I give my mercy, so he is saying that I give myself to my devotees. I give myself to my devotees. So, Sarvam Prabhu always says this story that there is one king, you know. He is celebrating his birthday. He declared, you know, whoever comes here and touches whatever they want, they will get it. You know, they will get it. So, you know, somebody is touching gold, somebody is touching, you know, silver, somebody is touching gold coins, like that, everybody is getting whatever they want. One old lady, she came. She said to Dwarpalak, said, I want to meet the king. You know? No, no, whatever you want, they're all lying here, you can touch and you will get it. No, no, I want to meet the king. Please allow me. Somehow or other, they allowed. She went to directly to the king's chamber and she touched him. Now what? She became a Rajmata. Now entire kingdom is hers. Right? So it is something like, you know, Duryodhana and Arjuna, you know. Duryodhana, Krishna said, you know, Mera Narayani Sena hai aur mai hu Nihatta Krishna. You know, so you can choose whom you want. Narayani Sena chahiye or Krishna chahiye? Nihatta Krishna. My ayud nahi pakdunga. I will not catch any weapon in the battlefield. So Duryodhana was thinking, what is the use of this guy, you know, who will not catch weapon and all? Kya karega him kise? You know, achha hua, you know, I didn't have to ask, you know, first time benediction. Because Arjuna asked, my dear Krishna, what I will do with your Narayani Sena? I want Narayana. So, Duryodhana thought in his mind, oh, what a fool he is, you know, bevkoof. Narayani Sena liya, theek hai. But then he is covering his happiness, joy in his heart. My Narayani Sena le leta hun. I will take Narayani Sena only. Right? So Krishna later on told Arjuna, Arjuna, I never thought you are such a fool. You know, this Narayani, Dwaraka Sena, you know, got never defeated. Such a huge Sena, you know, one Akshoni or whatever. So, I'm not going to catch any weapon and all. So why did you ask me? You should have asked for Narayani Sena. Arjuna said, "Main Narayani Sena ko leke main kya karunga? Main mere ko Narayan chahiye. I want Narayana. You know, if Narayana is there, and all his energies also are with him. Right? I have so many Divyastras and weapons and all. I can deal with this, you know, these Senas and all. You know, but my dear Krishna, I want, you know, one benediction. You know, I want a very expert chariot driver. I want an expert chariot driver who can take, you know, who knows the ways and who knows how to, you know, take care of the horses and all. You know, who can actually give me advice from time to time. See, please, you know, if you think that, you know, I am eligible, I deserve it, please become my chariot driver. You know. Oh, Krishna said, I think, Parth, I took birth only to become your chariot driver, I think. Like that. You know? So later on, Shakuni is more intelligent than, you know, Duryodhan. Are, bevkoof, moodha, murk, aisa kyo kiya tune? Are, nihatta Krishna, pura, you know, sari duniya pe bhari padega, you know, he'll be, you know, big, why did you do that? He knows, if you eliminate this Krishna from the battlefield, you know, then only we can, you know, win, like that, you know, so like that, you know, we should be intelligent, like Arjuna, you know, ask for Krishna, not his energies. You know, because Krishna says, my energies are separated from me. You know, Minna Prakriti Ashtada. Right? Other day, Sarvabhat Prabhu, he was giving very nice example. Those people who ask for, you know, who come to Krishna for material desires, they are just like, you know, money is there. So in our language, in Krishna consciousness language, money is called, what we call? Lakshmi. Who is Lakshmi? Who is Lakshmi? Wife of Lord Krishna. And then you go to somebody's house, you know. Sarji, what, you want anything? You want coffee, tea and all? Then he say, you say, I want your wife. What he will do? Danda leke marega na? Rascal? You want my wife? Right? Like that, you know. You come to Hare Krishna temple, ask Krishna, dan de do, dan de do. Then you are asking Krishna's wife. Right? What Krishna will do? He will... Danda leke marega, are? Right? So that is why Krishna says, of course, you know, you can worship and all for money, but it's not very intelligent, you know. Like Narendra Modi calls you Hare Krishna devotee, and you ask, you know, I am whatever you want, you know. Then you go and ask him 101 rupees ka donation de dena gai ke liye. अरे व्हाट ए फूल यू नो नरेंद्र मोदी पूछ रहा है दे दो ना दिल्ली का बीच में एक बड़ा प्लॉट दे दो अरे मुंबई का राइट 10 एकर्स लैंड यू गिव यू शुड आस्क राइट लाइक दैट सो लाइक दैट आस्किंग कृष्णा फॉर मटेरियल डिजायर्स इज वेरी फूलिश इवन दो इट इज मेंशनड सो दैट इज व्हाई वी शुड एक्चुअली बिकॉज वी मस्ट अंडरस्टैंड दैट व्हाट इज एक्चुअली auspicious for us, you know, that only we should ask, you know, because of material desires, you know, unlimited material desires, you know, we may ask Krishna something, but even though Krishna gives, there is a difference between the way demigods give and the way Krishna gives, you know, the way Krishna gives. When Krishna gives, you will never ask again, and the demigods give, you are not satisfied. Yeah? You are not satisfied. Like that, you know. Dhruva Maharaj, he asked for kingdom greater than Brahma. But when actually Krishna came and wanted to give, he refused to take. But still Krishna gave. You know. So you will never ask again. You will become purified by worship of Krishna. Like that. So, very nice example is given by Sarvam Prabhu. That in the summer season, when in the villages and all, there is a bore pump, right? When you kick the bore pump, you know, in the summer season, water doesn't come. You know why? Because vacuum is filled, because of heat and all. Vacuum is filled in the middle of the pump. So what the villagers do, you know, you put water, 2-3 buckets water, you know, from bahar, from outside. Then, you know, that vacuum is gets cleared. Then you, when you pump, you know, you get water. In the same way, Krishna Prema is already in our heart. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunai, Shravanadi Sutta Chitte Karaye Budai. It's already there. You know, it is the living entity, already is the lover of Krishna. There is nothing in it, nothing foreign to it. But in our heart, the vacuum of material desires is filled. Right? So you should remove that vacuum by hearing Krishna Katha on a regular basis. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Through the whole of the years, if you put water of, you know, hearing and chanting Krishna Katha, then that vacuum of material desires gets removed. Then Krishna Prema will come out. Nice example, right? So, in order to become free from all these material desires, you know, you should actually, you know, hear continuously Krishna Katha. We should hear continuously Krishna Katha. Then again and again, we should read Srila Prabhupada purports. You know, again and again. Then, you know, we'll get intelligence not to ask any material desire. You know, otherwise mostly, you know, all the grihasthas, Prabhuji, please pray to Radharas Bihari. You know, my daughter should get married. You know, my son should get a good job. What, I have taken a contract or what? For all of you, I will pray. You only pray, no? No, no, aapka baat sunenge. Are, mera baat, mere liye nahi sun rahe, tumhara baat. Think that, you know, we should never, you know, we should always pray. Prabhupada writes in one purport that actually people think that, you know, when you go to temple, you should ask something. I think in third kind of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada wrote in one purport. Actually, every devotee, every person should go to Vishnu temple, not for asking anything, but it is his duty. You know, Mata Teknika, bolte hai na. It is the duty of every living entity, you know, to worship, to go to the temple and worship Krishna, you know, offer obeisances. That's all. You should not ask anything. There is no need, you know. And Prabhupada said, if at all you want to ask anything, Prabhupada said, you ask only one thing. You know what is that? How can I serve you? Prabhupada said, if you go to the temple, you should ask, how can I serve you? Like that. So like this, you know, so Hiranyakashipu, how, you know, he did so much tapasya. Right? Our Shankadari Prabhu, he very nicely brought that analogy, you know, in his class. You know, how, you know, he did so much tapasya and then, you know, his mind became crooked and he's not satisfied. He got the entire kingdom and everything, but still, you know, he's not satisfied. Dhruva Maharaj, you know, he also performed austerities and penance. You know, because he performed austerities and penance to satisfy Lord Vishnu. You know, his heart became purified. So when actually Lord Vishnu wanted to give something to him, he said, I don't want. You know, I don't want. Like that. So this is the difference between performing austerities and penances for the satisfaction of Krishna. And this is a, and performing austerities and penances for satisfying demigods and for satisfying one's own, you know, sense gratification. You know, so it is this all this tapasya, you know. Ashastra bhitam goram, you know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, tapayanti tapojana, damba ahankar samayuktai, you know, kamaraga balanvita, karshayantaha sarirastam, you know, bhutagramam achetasaha, mamevanta sarirastam, tanviddhi asurachetasaha. You know, so Prabhupada writes, all these, you know, fasting for, you know, whatever Gandhi did and all these people they do. There is one guy, you know, in Andhra Pradesh, previously before 1950s, Andhra and Tamil Nadu, they are one state. And Andhra people, they wanted a separate state. And the Nehru was not giving. And then there is one guy, Potti Sriramulu, he did fasting for 56 days. You know, 56 days. So on his dead body, then we got, you know, Andhra bifurcated. Tamil Nadu and Andhra became separate. So Gandhiji was also performing this austerity, fasting and all. Prabhupada writes, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this verse I quoted, that even though I am in the body of everybody, karshayantah sharirastam, you know, they torture the body for getting fulfillment of material desires, you know. Mundane goals. You know, karshayantaha sarirastam. You know, bhutagramam achetasaha. You know, all these material elements, they get tortured by this fasting. You know, Krishna is saying, mamaivanta sarirastam. Even though I am in this body, they torture me also by performing these austerities. You know, ashastra vihitam goram. You know, Krishna is saying, these are not approved by the shastra, these austerities and penance. Ashastra vihitam goram, you know, tapayanti tapojana. So these austerities and penances, you know, Hiranyakashipu he performed so much austerity and penance. There is one joke, you know, Hiranyakashipu, he stood on his legs, right, on toes. Then he lifted his hands, and then he was looking up. It is a very imbalanced position, very difficult position. Like that he was, you know, performing austerities like for so many thousands of years. Like that our Bombay people also, they perform such austerities every day. Right? They go in the train. Suppose if you are wearing ordinary chappal and all that, somebody will wearing, you know, huge, you know, heavy shoes, they will crush your feet. So you have to stand on the toes. So there is, if trains are running fast, you have to catch hold of the, you know, you lift your hands and catch the, you know, then you have to lift your head, you know, because if you are, you know, bad smell will hit you, right, like that, then you cannot even take breath, you know, properly, because all bad, you know, everywhere bad smell, different kinds of, so every day they perform austerity like Hiranyakashipu. You know, so this is, you know, that is why, you know, one should worship Krishna only, you know. So then we get all the benefits, whatever. Then that is why Prabhupada quoted this verse, Akama Sarvakama Mokshakama Udaradi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. There is a very nice purport written by Prabhupada. There is no time. I will conclude the lecture by saying, last time when we went to South India Yatra, we visited one temple. That deity, a very famous deity in South India, I forgot. So one devotee belonging to lower caste family, you know, he was a very nice singer. You know, he was a very nice singer. And he, every day he would go to the Lord and he would sit outside the temple and he would sing for the Lord. You know, every day he would sing for the Lord. See, he would walk from his village to the temple every day. And on the way, there is a forest. Then he has to cross the forest every day. So every day he would go and sing in front of the Lord. And the Lord is very satisfied. And, you know, he would like that. So one day he was going to the temple. One Brahmarakshasi caught him. Rakshas, Brahmarakshas caught him. So Brahmarakshas, then this Brahmana devotee He could see that Brahmarakshas. Then he requested Brahmarakshas, every day this is my duty to the Lord. You know, every day Lord expects me to sing for him, and then he waits for me. You know, he waits for me. So please, allow me to sing and come back. And you can eat me. You know, you can eat me like that. That Brahmarakshas said, he's a Brahmana, no? You know, Brahmarakshas means pujaris, they become, if they do nonsense, they become Rakshas. Brahmins, if they do nonsense, they become Brahmarakshas. Right? Like even devotees also, sometimes we may become Brahmarakshas if you offend a great devotee of the Lord. Right? So, then one day he said, how can I believe you? How can I trust you? Everybody, you know, tries to protect his life. You know, everybody tries to protect his life. That Brahmana said, so see, I am promising you that I will come back. You know, because I have to inform the Lord that, because, you know, the Lord is waiting, then I will sing today. I will inform the Lord that from tomorrow I am not coming. Arrange for someone else, some seva, for your seva. No, how can I trust you and all that? Then that devotee said, okay, if I don't come back, I will get the sin of killing a Brahmana. Brahmahatya pap I will get. But he's a Brahmarakshas. That Brahmarakshas said, no, there is a prayaschitta for this sin. You know, for this prayaschitta, like that. Then he said, there are 16 Mahapaps. You know, 16 Mahapaps. Then he said, if I don't come back, I will get the sin of killing a child. That Brahmarakshas said, if I don't come, then you will, there is a prayaschitta for this also. You will be free. If I don't come back, I will get the sin of killing a cow. If I don't come back, I will get the sin of killing a woman. Like that he listed all. When he listed the 16th sin, he said, you can go. There is no prayaschitta for this. He said, okay. He went. He prayed to the Lord. Then he sang that day. He prayed to the Lord that, my dear Lord, today is my last day. I am not coming from tomorrow. Today I am lunch for Brahmarakshas. So, goodbye. So, he said goodbye and then he came back. Then, that Brahmarakshas is very greatly pleased. Wow, you know, what a truthful person you are. You know, I never seen such a truthful person in my life. Very good. Actually, how can I kill you, you know? Very good. Then he said, my dear sir, actually I am a Brahmana in my last life. Somehow I committed sin and I got this body. Please relieve me from this situation. So he said, give me some punya, part of your punya, you know, like that. Said, I am also belonging to low jati, you know, nimna jati. You know, what punya I have got. Anyway, then he prayed to the Lord. My dear Lord, if I have sang for you, for your satisfaction, you know, and then if I get any merit by singing for you, and you are pleased with me, you give one day's punya, my credit to this Brahmarakshas. Release him. You know? Then, as soon as he said that, he got the 400 form. And then Garuda came and took him back to God. Right? Now the question comes, what is that 16th sin that he said, you know, if he doesn't come back, he will get that sin. For which there is no prayaschitta, ordinary prayaschitta. Right? That is, you know, he said that, if I don't come back, I will get the sin of equaling Brahma, Shiva and other demigods with Lord Vishnu. That I will get. Then Brahmarakshas said, for this there is no prayaschitta. You can go. That is why it is a big offense to say that, you know, Vishnu, Shiva and Brahma are equal to, you know, Lord Krishna. There is no prayaschitta. It's a big offense. You know, you'll be punished. Like that. So, we should educate people. People are very enamored by desire for material desires and all, to worship demigods and all. So we should quote the story of, హిరణ్యకశిపు. దిష్టామయా దివి విభో అఖిల దిష్ణపానాం ఆయుష్య వైభవ ఇచ్చసి యంజనోయం యస్మిత్ పిత కుపితహాస విజృంభిత భ్రూ విస్ఫూర్జితేన లులితా సతుతే నిరస్తః. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ దట్ మై డియర్ లార్డ్, ఐ హావ్ సీన్ విత్ మై ఓన్ ఐస్ దిష్టామయ దివి విభో, యు నో మై ఫాదర్ హీ గాట్ గ్రేట్ అపులెన్స్, యు నో గ్రేట్ అపులెన్స్ విచ్ పీపుల్ డిజైర్ దివి విభో ఆయుష్య యునో వైభవ, యునో హీస్ గాట్ లాంగ్ 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 లైఫ్ స్పాన్, శ్రియ యునో హీ హస్ గాట్ బ్యూటీ అండ్ వైభవ, యునో బిగ్ గ్రేట్ అపులెన్స్. యస్మిత్ కుపిత హాస విజృంభిత బ్రూ, హీ సో పవర్ఫుల్ ఇఫ్ హీ రైజెస్ హిస్ ఐబ్రోస్. యస్మిత్ పిత కుపిత హాస, ఇఫ్ హీ బికమ్స్ యాంగ్రీ అండ్ రైజెస్ హిస్ ఐబ్రోస్, ఆల్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ విల్ రన్ అవే ఇన్ ఫియర్. యస్మిత్ పిత కుపిత హాస విజృంభిత బ్రూ విస్ఫూర్జితేన లులిత సతుతే నిరస్తః. మై డియర్ లార్డ్, యూ కేమ్ అండ్ ఫినిష్డ్ ఇన్ ఆఫ్ 5 minutes. Finish. Right? So Prabhupada writes, one should borrow intelligence from devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Just see, you know, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, my dear Lord, you will give, you are saying, you know, take this opulence, that opulence, you will give me, then I will become, you know, proud and offend devotees, then you will come and take it away, just like you did to my father. So why are you asking me to again and again to take any opulences? Because I have seen with my own eyes what happened to my father. All his opulence and all you have taken away in 5 minutes. So Prabhupada writes, why should we aspire something which will be taken away by Krishna, you know, in 5 minutes? Something, you know, like Dhruva Maharaj, we should aspire, you know. See, Lord Krishna gave to Dhruva Maharaj, you know, planet which will not be annihilated even during Pralaya. Vaikuntha in material world he gave, then all the stars and planets they circumambulate around his planet and then Lord Krishna stays personally there. So one should be very intelligent not to ask any material desires. Hare Krishna. Today Sanatan Goswami appearance day is also there, you can read, there is no time. Okay, and then from today also there is Guru Purnima. You know, we don't celebrate Guru Purnima. All these Mayavadis, they celebrate Guru Purnima. So we celebrate on spiritual master's birthday, the Vyas Puja. You know, but these Mayavadis, they worship, they celebrate combined. Right? Then today we are fasting from Chaturmasya starts also. Okay? Any questions, comments?
हरे कृष्ण भाजी, तो जैसे आपने कहा कि लोग बोलते कि हमारे लिए प्रे करिए, ये करिए, तो उस समय हमें क्या करना चाहिए? जब लोग बोलते कि हमारा नौकरी मिल जाए, आप भगवान के नजदीक रहते हैं, पास रहते हैं, तो हमारे लिए प्रे करेंगे, तो आपकी सुनते हैं, जैसे आपने बोला वैसे बोलते हैं, तो उस समय हमें क्या करना चाहिए? प्रे करना चाहिए उनके लिए?
वी आर एनिमीज, यू नो, इफ यू प्रे लाइक दैट.
हम ये प्रे कर सकते हैं उनको भक्ति दे.
Hare Krishna. When Krishna likes you, he will give you everything, correct? Yeah. When Krishna loves you, he will take everything. That includes mobile also, correct?
Yeah. there, Pichai. Usko dena.
For they let me pass to.
later.
Sir, I want to know all 16 Mahapaps. There is no prakshit for that.
If you say that Shiva and Brahma are equal to Krishna, that is 16th Mahapap. When we go to all these Mayavadis and all, suppose if you Hare Krishna devotee goes to Ramakrishna mission, they say, I am going to Hare Krishna temple. Ah, very nice, they will say. Very nice. All are same. All are same. Right? They say everything is same. All, if you worship Krishna, if you worship Durga, if you worship, you know, Shiva, they are all, Ganapati, they are all same. Worship Sai Baba, they are all same. Once, one collector, he came from Calcutta to meet Prabhupada in Mayapur. And Hindus are very proud, you know, every Sunday I go to Belur Math, Ramakrishna Mission. Prabhupada said, my devotees, they don't even like to pass urine near their mutt. You know, when they come, we'll say, what nonsense you are doing. Don't go, you know, Mukteshwar temple. You know, we say like that, right? So, they all are not same. Yanti deva vrata devan, pitruni yanti pitru vrata, bhutani yanti bhuteja, yanti mat yajinupi mam. If you worship demigods, you go to demigod planets. If you worship bhutas, you go to Bhutaloka. If you worship Pitrus, you go to Pitraloka. But if you worship me, you will come to me. So they are all not same. So if somebody says Vishnu, Shiva and Brahma are equal to Vishnu, they are committing 16th Mahapap, for which there is no prayaschitta. Yeah? This is another myth. You know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavaha matta sarvam pravartate itimatva bhajante mam buddhabhava samanvita. Those who understand that everything coming from me and I am the source of everything, they worship me without any deviation. So when Krishna says aham sarvasya prabhavaha matta sarvam pravartate, means he is the source of Vishnu also. You know, Krishna is the absolute truth. Mattaha parataram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarvam idam protam shutre manigana eva. My dear Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me, just like pearls are resting on the thread. Right? So it is there. Krishna says, I am the source of everything, even Vishnu also.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you said those who are less indigenous people, that they worship the demigods. So my question is that, it is said in Padma Purana, Lord Shiva to his dear wife Parvati, it is said that the Aradhanam Sarvesam Vishnu Aradhanam Param. It is best to worship Lord Vishnu, and also it is best to worship the devotees of the Lord Vishnu. So my question is that Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Parvati, suddenly they are the devotee of the Lord Vishnu. So why it is prohibited to the worship to the demigods?
Because usually the worshippers of Lord Shiva and all, they, you know, in South India, they used to kill each other, Vaishnavas and Shaivites. You know, those devotees of Lord Shiva, they think that, you know, Shiva is superior to Lord Vishnu. But devotees of Krishna, they understand the tattva, Shiva tattva. So when they worship Lord Shiva, they don't worship Lord Shiva thinking that, you know, you give me something. So Prabhupada writes in the third canto of Bhagavatam that if you want to become free from false ego, you must worship Shiva. So devotees, when they offer worship to Lord Shiva, they request him to release us from the false ego. Not that, you know, I want some material boons. Otherwise, usually karmis, when they worship Lord Shiva, they worship Lord Shiva to get some boons. But devotees, they worship Lord Shiva, if at all they have to, they will ask him to release us from this material desires. You understand?
Prabhuji, in history also we see in Ramayana, Lord Rama, before defeating Ravana, he also worshipped sun god. And before the war of Kurukshetra, Krishna himself advised Arjuna to worship Parvati. So why this is?
Did he really worship Ramesh, Lord Rama? Anyway, Prabhupada explained that even if he has worshipped, he was acting like a Maryada Purushottam, like a king. So, even before Ajnatavas, you know, all the Pandavas, they worshipped Durga to make it successful, their mission of, you know, doing Ajnatavas. Like that. But they are not, Arjuna is not known as, you know, devotee of Durga. Is he? No. Like that, sometimes grihasthas, kshatriyas and all, they may be doing this worship on and off, you know, as a, for some particular purpose, you know. But it is not recommended, you know, to do that. So that is why Prabhupada wrote in Bhakti Rasama Sindhu that, you know, Rupa Goswami says, you know, one should worship Ganesh to remove the obstacles. But Prabhupada prohibited. You know, Prabhupada prohibited. So for us, whatever Srila Prabhupada says, that is final. So it may be written in Padma Puran, or it may be written in, you know, Mahabharat, all these things. But Prabhupada said, don't worship, so we will not worship. Is it clear? Huh? Because Acharya is greater than all the scriptures and all the demigods. You know? That was the position of Srila Prabhupada. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada said, a 5-year-old, 5 days old new bhakta is greater than a greatest yogi in the world. You know? So, we are great not because of us. We are great because of Prabhupada. Because as soon as we come to ISKCON, we come to this conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the one who understands this, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is on the highest platform. There was no need to do anything else. Okay? Hare Krishna, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.